so humanity will play on and on with the best of all. You are beautiful.
Sports Radio 929 Game 9829 the game.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a Sunday morning, September the 8th. And it is a race weekend. Everybody's heading out, if not already there, tailgating at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quaker State 400. Sam,
Michael McDowell is on the pole. Ryan Blaney's outside of row one. Of course, we're going to check in next hour with Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Give us all set for the race.
Now, you cut off. I didn't finish the thing there. I got to get the title all in there. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart.
Available at Walmart.
See, the Brandon Hutchinson screaming at the radio when you jumped in on me there. He said, "Nah, let Greg get the rest of that out." So. And again, just take notice of what has happened in this city this week. It's not one of those huge ones, but it's still a pretty big weekend of events, sporting events in this city where people have to navigate their way around. That's not counting all the other little festivals and things like that going on.
Oh, man.
You know, yeah. Here and there around the city. So, again, you got that going on. You have the Falcons home opener. And people...
People have been anticipating
this. I mean,
this.
Really.
They've been anticipating this. They've been waiting for it. I was over by Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week to get like Molly B's is on, when you walk right in for his concourse, there's a second level of it now.
Yeah.
And the chef, it was pairing food for us to sample and taste, and it was quite nice what they're going to have. So it's a new, just something new at the facility.
And shout out to the boys over at Off the Hook are listening to us.
Are they?
Carl's on the road there. And I was in there this week, and they all came up and gave me a hug because they told me, because I hadn't been in there in a minute, that you passed on the news about my family. So they are, and Maurice went over, and he said, "And I'm going to call y'all tomorrow," because he's been saying that for what?
Two years? Longer than that, man.
So shout out Carl, Jay, Big Joe, and Maurice and all of them over at Off the Hook. All right, Noel, we're going to do kind of a combination, Noel's World and Casting Call, because we have just another hour and 15 minutes left. This is what happens on opening day. So we're going to turn things over to Joe Patrick and John Fricke coming up at 9 o'clock. So we're jamming a lot of stuff in here during this time. And want to remind you that not only are Joe and John going to be at Smooth Lot from 9 to 11, Rob Tribble is going to be at Cigna by Hilton.
You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, Mr. Tribble's going to be out there.
Rob Tribble, man. You know. Hey, get ready.
6 to 7:30.
Oh my goodness, my fellow West Georgia alum.
Oh, that's right. He did, huh?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now we heard Saylor's good morning, but this is the gold standard right here. Saylor will grow into having this.
Good morning.
See, you know what I mean.
And can I put a business out there for a minute, just real quick? As we came in here, you look like you're ready to do something official with your, 92.9 The Game shirt on, and you're going here and covering something. And Noelle looks like she's ready to be out there tailgating with all the folks at the Falcons game for the home opener. But she looks like we have the Olympics here, and they get ready to start the breakdancing competition.
Yep.
Am I lying?
Yep.
She looks like she would be representing Atlanta
ready.
In the breakdancing competition, were it being an Olympic event again. But now they pulled it, so it won't even be here in L.A.
No.
Nah, yeah, L.A. decided to go with flag football. But, yes, I got my two legit to quit hammer pants on. Hammer, yep. hammer. And it is appropriate because it is game day.
Yes, it is.
We used to have a guy on this show, Noel, who used to say that a lot, and it was beautiful. For whatever reason, he got muffled or something, but that was something. Maybe you can take it up and over. The audience looked forward to it all the time. Go ahead.
Yes, it is game day, and that has all my attention and excitement for the day. It is probably powering all the energy that I have for today. I am ready to take on whichever one of these quarterbacks suit up to start. I need linebackers ready to fill assignments, to be disciplined, and put some people on the ground. Wrap some people up, put them on the ground.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she started with that.
Wow. Yeah.
Because of the big news that happened that came down overnight about a girl, and we had Saylor talk about it. And so I don't know, maybe you had that ready to go. But we're
in Atlanta.
I mean, no. And we're going to take an Atlanta spin on that.
Yeah,
we're going to take an Atlanta spin. Because, Saylor touched on it, and that's why I love when Saylor comes on, because Saylor has a more of a broad national sense of sports.
Yeah.
And I love that. You need that. You need to know what's going on in all the other corners of the world.
But
I'm going to take care of the hometown.
Comes in like a pin.
So, As much as I want to see Angel Reese finish this season and then see what a complete rookie season for Angel Reese would look like, I really want to see what that rebound total could be with all games played. However, comma, Sayla mentioned something. Sayla mentioned something about one more playoff spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heading into these playoffs, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier this week, Monday, it's been a long week, Monday, I believe I said something about the sky falling in Chicago,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, you did. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to take an Atlanta spin on it. Angel, I'm going to miss you, baby girl, but this is what I need. That plus the overtime game we had on Friday night, I need a combination of those two things to get the Dream into the eighth spot. I am all about the hometown. I am all about hometown WNBA, and I need Howard and Charles to have something for me, to have something for the city. But I know they do. Howard and Charles.
Yeah.
All right, now, are you wanting them just to get in, or do you think that once they get in, they could make some noise?
We got to make steps,
not I got
Greg.
To.
Steps.
I'm saying, do you think... Okay, so just making it. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
See, I got to this party late, so I'm asking, hey, can I go upstairs? I don't know.
Now, without the injuries, you know, if you weren't short of Cheyenne Parker Tyus, if you wasn't short Ariel Powers, who I believe have both won WNBA championships before, I would maybe have a different answer or perspective for that question. But with this roster having the amount of turnover it had coming into this year and with their lack of cohesion due to all the injuries and the injuries still persisting, them getting in and winning some games would make me happy. I would see it as a stepping stone forward. So all that energy we saw out of Tina and them special Anthony Edwards shoes that I can't get my hands on yet, I need all that energy for the rest of the season.
Okay.
We'll all see. Right. And they got a big assignment today, right?
Woo! Threes will be dropping between Caitlin Clark and the person's rookie three-point record she broke, Ryan Howard. The threes will be falling today in Indiana at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
4 o'clock. I know that conflicts with the game of the week. Get your clicker ready. Make it work. 4 o'clock.
You know, you don't really talk that much about – I asked Sayla to do this, but you don't talk that much or have any opinions one way or another about the Braves that much, do you?
Oh, I have so
but you, I mean, we don't hear them that much, I guess what I'm saying.
No, not really. And I think because I take the approach of I see Philly fans, y'all can come at me next week. I see Philly fans and what they are known to be for my entire lifespan. And I just don't want to be that angry, ornery fan. So I'm still kind of in the haze of 2021. It hasn't quite worn off for me yet.
So you got some, like, Tommy Chong residue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't quite worn off for me yet. You know, I don't know if you remember, but after the Philly Super Bowl, like, you know, 6 weeks into the next season, it was already doom and gloom and throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. I don't want to be that. You know, we're not quite there yet. There was some injuries. I'm going to hang the injury bug on it. It's extremely – this season is what made last season so disappointing, right? Because we felt like we didn't capitalize on something that was right there.
And we're talking about the sleepy bets.
And you're not always guaranteed to turn around and have another stellar season. And that's what we are. We're in the adversity part of it. You know, you gotta take the good with the bad. So I'm gonna keep polishing my 2021 ring as I watch them drop games and see if we can get in the postseason.
Okay. Did you watch Thursday night's game?
Of course.
First in Kansas City and all of that. Did you hear the controversy that came out of that game, or at least it started the next day?
No, what was the controversy?
I'm not the one reporting it. There are other people's reporting it. I've heard it multiple places, and they think it may be a thing. And I went, oh, okay, this is something different because we spent all of last year wondering if truly Taylor and Travis were a thing, or were they doing it for publicity? Was she doing it to be with him to pump up her tour that was getting ready? So all that stuff was thrown out there, right? Nobody saw her being there the next season.
Like, I did.
You did. You thought it was long term.
Yeah. Well,
from the jump,
long term.
Okay.
But
you saw from the
first. I figured she would, be here at the beginning of the season. You know, because it's not. And this is my own opinion. I feel like she got a taste of that NFL life last season.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't somebody that had NFL experience or cared about the NFL before the introduction of Travis Kelce in her life. So you got Travis Kelce and this new NFL interest, this new NFL lifestyle that you're in. And I think that's part of it, too. I think she kind of likes the atmosphere and the pomp and circumstance.
Well, also being with somebody who's as famous as her, and if he's maybe not, he thinks he is, at least in his world.
Well, in my opinion, that's what all of this was from his point of view anyway, was I'm going to go get with the richest girl I can get with, and that'll give me that one thing over my quarterback, to be more famous than my quarterback.
Okay, I ain't going there. I'm not going to say that.
My take on it is I always felt like a PR person and someone with the NFL said, wish we had thought of this sooner.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought it was along those lines.
I feel like Travis was his own PR person.
But however it played out, it played out. My thing about her being here this season, I didn't think that in the first few games. Now, as the season played out and you saw she was there going to be with him and they did other stuff, all right, well, maybe this will work. But initially, no, I didn't think that. But here's what happened the other night. Did you see the game? And they showed her just a few times, mm-hmm. right? And
she you're talking about Brittany wasn't not
being
in the booth?
I didn't hear that till the next day, and then people started talking about this, Sam. She wasn't sitting with, the girls weren't all hanging out like they did every game last year.
Yeah.
She was with Travis's family.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But there wasn't no Brittany Mahomes. And the speculation is moving forward, they may not be, because Brittany's made it very clear that she wants to make America great again. We'll leave it at that.
No.
And whatever Taylor does having to do with anything in that world,
yeah,
will move the needle because of the millions that follow her.
Yeah.
And so they're being very careful about what she's doing. Anyway, that came out of that. Let me just tell you something. If you guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, you're going to see the new list. There is money out there. It's slow as you know what. And I'm just going to be honest with you. One of the first casualties of a slow industry like this are the extras, the background. All right. Now, there are those who speculate, well, they're just going to put it in with AI right now. That's not the case. And you just can't do that like that. But instead of trying to figure out when it is going to get busier, it is kind of busy right now. There's two needs for babies this week. I haven't had a need for babies in a while. I got a need a baby Charlotte, which is a biracial female, 6 to 9 months old. And they have a baby Meg, Caucasian female, range 6 months to 2 years old. That's under Hilton Casting for a project called His and Hers over on Netflix. That same project is also building its database with pretty much everybody. Men, women, kids. For a number of scenes. So, again, you'll see this all under Hilton Casting. Destination Casting is doing the true crime stories again. There are featured roles. So instead of doing pinpoints, I'm just going to drive you to the website because they're filling up episodes 8:18 and 8:19, two episodes. So you get a chance to fill up some of those roles. And, again, they're all feature roles. And, by the way, I'm going to get off of this for a minute. Did you guys see the news report? What was the event that was going on? Was it Thursday or Friday where all the sports executives here in town were gathered downtown? I think it was Friday. I think it was Thursday. Thursday. Yeah, because I came up here Friday. So Thursday night, the Channel 2 news report, sports report. Allison is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's there. And she's talking about all these executives that were there. And the camera wasn't locked on. You know, it showed the mayor for a minute. But that, yeah, she had a little Derek Schiller, but it was focused the entire time on Mike Conti. He was a feature in that story. I said, if that was a movie, you would have got paid more because you were a feature. He goes, I know the guy was right in front of me the whole time.
Yeah.
So I want to give Mike a shout out there. He was on there. And Cassie Taylor-Made doing Found in its second season. I mean, Sam, they need everything from bus drivers to forensic tests, joggers, inmates, park goers. A number of needs. They're also doing one where they need a neighbor, sort of a neighbor of the main actor on the show. So all of these are listed. And then, of course, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera. Kind of jamming things in here today. We only have an hour left here. So, again, you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. You can reach out to me. And you can see the list on X at GetCast with Greg. There you go. Noel, did we get it all? We got it all. All right, here's the deal. We're going to have a conga line of guests coming showing up here in this 8 o'clock hour. Going to talk to Miles Garrett next. Talk about these Bulldogs. Maybe get a little Falcons talk out of them. And it's a race weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. We're going to talk to Dustin Long from NBC. He's going to be joining us. It is Sam and Greg. It's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of yours. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.